From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled The Law in the Life of the Believer, part of his series of studies in the Law of God. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has demonstrated the impossibility of salvation by attempting to keep the law. No man can do that to perfection, but Christ kept the law perfectly on behalf of his people and paid its penalty on the cross. When a person is saved, God imputes to him the righteousness of Christ, so that his obedience to the moral law and his service for God is accepted for Christ's sake. Ultimately, the blood of Christ not only cleanses from sin, but it covers the believer's works, resulting in God's approval. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in 2 John and verse 2. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Once let the truth of God obtain an entrance into the human heart and subdue the whole man unto itself, no power, human or infernal, can dislodge it. We entertain it not as a guest, but as the master of the house. This is a Christian necessity. He is no Christian who does not thus believe. Those who feel the vital power of the gospel and know the might of the Holy Ghost as he opens, applies, and seals the Lord's word would sooner be torn to pieces than to be rent away from the gospel of their salvation. What a thousand mercies are wrapped up in the assurance that the truth will be with us forever, will be our living support, our dying comfort, our rising song, our eternal glory. This is Christian privilege. Without it, our faith were little worth. Some truths we outgrow and leave behind, for they are but rudiments and lessons for beginners. But we cannot thus deal with divine truth. For though it is sweet food for babes, it is in the highest sense strong meat for men. The truth that we are sinners is painfully with us to humble and to make us watchful. The more blessed truth, that whosoever believeth on the Lord Jesus shall be saved, abides with us as our hope and joy. Experience, so far from loosening our hold on the doctrines of grace, has knit us to them more and more firmly. Our grounds and motives for believing are now more strong, more numerous than ever, and we have reason to expect that it will be so, till in death we clasp the Savior in our arms. Wherever this abiding love of truth can be discovered, we are bound to exercise our love. No narrow circle can contain our gracious sympathies. Wide as the election of grace must be our communion of heart. Much of error may be mingled with truth received. Let us war with the error, but still love the brother for the measure of truth which we see in him. Above all, let us love and spread the truth ourselves.
Thank you.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may simply call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Supplies are limited, so request yours right away. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final, by Alan Cairns.
Who moans under the burden of the will of God and the commandments of God, and he's trying to shake free from them, and he lives his life in rebellion against the commandments of God, that man is saying, clear as day, my heart is still unrenewed. I have no delight in God or God's law. You may bend your back to do a duty, but if your heart is not in it, It's a confession. You still need Christ. The attitude to the law shows the true state of your heart. I want you to understand this. It's one of the great burdens of every gospel preacher. We get shocks from time to time. We minister to people week after week. We see them come, they sing, they bow their heads to pray. They read the scriptures with us. They even may give comment or response to the preaching of the Word of God. Many a time we live long enough to find that they never knew Christ. We see them drop off into sin and into perdition. My friend, I want to deal as honestly with your soul and with my own soul as I possibly can tonight. You don't get saved by law keeping, but once God saves you by Jesus Christ, it's your duty to keep God's law. It will be your delight to keep God's law. But obviously, delighting in God's law and actually doing it are often two different things. So it's very important to notice this. And this is where many people go wrong. The motivation and the power to keep the law of God never come from the law, but they always come by grace through faith in Christ. Sanctification is obedience to God. That is keeping His law. I think I could make a case that every command in the New Testament for the New Testament church is but an exposition of the Ten Commandments. It's an exposition of the moral enactments of God. It's working it out into every part of our life. So this is the standard. But where do you get the power? Where do you get the ability? Listen, the law can tell you what to do and what not to do, but it can never give you the power to do it. One leading theonomist, probably the greatest of all theonomists, said, justification is by faith, but sanctification is by law. And he was 100% wrong. Sanctification fulfills the law, but it is by grace, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 will show you the process of sanctification. And I would ask you to underline it, memorize it, pray over it, think about it, never forget it. If you're a Christian, here is the secret of sanctification. We all with open, that is with unveiled face, beholding as in a glass. And the glass here is the law of God, it is the Word of God. The glory of the Lord. Beholding in Scripture the glory of the Lord. What happens? We are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. How is a Christian changed? He's changed from the inside out. He's changed as he beholds the glory of Christ. The trouble with so many Christians is they spend so little time beholding Christ that they are not as like Him as they ought to be. It is by beholding Christ, studying the glory of Christ, meditating upon the person and work of Christ, understanding what you are and have in Christ, that will change your life more than anything. In fact, it is the only thing that will really change your life. And that's why in Romans 7, dealing with the place and function of the law in the life of the believer, Paul speaks of us serving in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. What does that mean? You know, those words are so familiar. And I dare say not one preacher in 10 understands what it means, never mind the people in the pew. To serve Him in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Remember the context. He says, believers serve God as those who are now married to Christ, not merely by some outward conformity to rule. There are some people who are very good at keeping a set of rules, at least to the extent of impressing you and me. I'm thinking of one at the moment who could set up a set of rules, and he could, as far as you could see his life, and as far as I could see his life, he could keep to the rules, and he knew how to do that, and he could do it in such a way as to put you under great guilt for not living up to his rules. Was he sanctified? I doubt if he is ever saved. It's not an outward conformity merely. It is living as one who is married to Christ. Now that makes it very understandable. Many of you, I was going to say most of you, but I haven't done a head count, so many of you are married. And the rest of you are still praying about it. Either how to get in or how to escape. Now take your marriage relationship as a husband or a wife. Isn't it a simple thing? Doesn't it simplify life greatly? What is right for you as a husband or as a wife? I'm married. What does that marriage state dictate that I do? If you're married, let me tell you, the marriage state will make sure that you're not going out for dinner with somebody else's wife. You see, that relationship dictates clearly what you should do. And that's what Paul's saying, serve Him in the newness of the Spirit. You're married to Christ. He's your great motivator and your great enabler. He has written His law, Hebrews 8 and 10, on your heart. It's His love that constrains you. Listen, the power to obey God's law does not come from the law. It comes from Christ. And then finally, let me make this statement as we close. Some of you will have been more than a little worried by some of what I've said tonight. Christians have a duty to keep the law, and every one of us has to say, but Lord, I do such a poor job of keeping the law. At the very best, my law keeping and my obedience are very imperfect. But hearken to me very clearly. Though our obedience is imperfect, the Lord accepts it and He rewards it for the sake of Christ and His merits. Let me read to you from Romans 14 as we close tonight, verses 17 and 18. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that doeth these things is acceptable to God and approved of men. How is he approved? By God and accepted. Philippians 4:18 tells us that our service is a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. And how? Peter tells us, 1 Peter 2 and 5, it is acceptable by Jesus Christ. I can't be saved by law keeping. And even after I'm saved, my obedience to God is so imperfect that it doesn't provide any standard of acceptance. It is the mark of a heart that knows Christ, that I want to obey God. But I have to lament with Paul in Romans 7, so often I want to do good and evil's present with me. So often I want to escape evil and I can't. I'm so hedged about with infirmity and failure and weakness and imperfection. But listen, Jesus Christ is my perfect righteousness. Jesus Christ is my perfect sanctification. Jesus Christ is my perfect merit. And not only my sins are under the blood, but my righteousness is as well. My life is under the blood. My service is under the blood. And God receives even my imperfect obedience. It's not an excuse for my sin, but it's the grace of God to people who cannot be perfect in the flesh. He receives even my imperfect obedience, covers it with the blood of Christ. He brings with it to His throne all the sweet incense of the Savior's merit. And He rewards me for Jesus' sake. Isn't that how we pray? Hear us for Jesus' sake. That's how it works. God's grace applying Christ's merit. Here then is the believer's relation to the law. You're not justified by it. You're not sanctified by it. But if you're a Christian, you delight in the law of God. You cannot despise it, throw it away, and simply say, "Ah, that's Old Testament." It's not. It's not. Every one of the Ten Commandments actually is repeated in the New Testament. Every single one of them. I, including, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's not 9 commandments now. It's still the 10. You cannot, as a Christian, despise God's holy law. May God tonight write His word on our heart. If you are not saved, I hope that the law will drive you to Christ. And if you are saved, I trust that it will be your delight, day by day, even as we were singing, in the light of Calvary, where the whole realm of glory mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing and so divine shall have my soul, my life, my all.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.